So as previously mentioned, Parshat Bahar has two main topics, our fields and ourselves. And the common thread is about how we're not really full owners over either of them. We cannot sell our land forever, and we cannot sell ourselves as real slaves because both belong to God. First in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, V'aretz lo timacher letzmitut ki li haaretz, land can't be sold forever because it really belongs to me, to God. And later regarding slavery, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. If we look though back at Pasuk Chaf Gimel where it talks about the limitations of ownership to the land, the Torah then adds a few words. Hashem says to us, ki geirim v'toshavim atem imadi. You are merely geirim and toshvim. These phrases that imply not really owning the land are already used by Avraham, who when he spoke to Bnei Chet in Parshat Chayisara to ask for a place to bury Sarah, he said, ger v'toshav anochi imachem, tnuli achuzat kever imachem. So these phrases, ger v'toshav, can be on the simple level, meant to imply our lack of full ownership, ki li kol ha'aretz. But if we look in Divrei Hayom Aleph Perek Chof Tet, the piece that begins with Vayivarach David as Hashem Leinei Kol HaKol that we quote at the end of Pesukei Dezimra every day, the continuation of that piece, Pasuk Tetvav, David HaMelech uses the phrase based on the times it appears in the Torah, and he says, Ki gerim anachnu lefanecha, v'toshavim, kechol avoteinu, kitzel yameinu al ha'aretz v'ein mikveh. David uses this in the broader existential level of the way we pass through this world. Our passing, fleeting lives make us only gerim v'toshavim. It's not just the degree of bailut or not over what we own, but also the fact that, relatively speaking, we're not here very long. The Sfat Emet, in a number of different pieces, one of them on Parshat Yitro, Tafresh Nun Aleph, and another on for Pesach, Tafresh Samach Gimel, speaks about it, how this applies specifically to the Jewish people in this world. And he says, Be'emet ba'olam hazeh ein l'bnei Yisrael makom b'kfiyut. The Jewish people have no real set place. Even in Eretz Yisrael, we aren't really connected to it because we're above the simple nature of this world. We're an eternal people. We're shayach to another world. We're connected to God who is otherworldly. On his Pesach piece, Tafresh Samach Gimel, he says, that's why we're above mazel. We're above the regular forces of this world. We really, even though present here, are simply geirim v'toshavim. And I think the lesson of all this is for us to take the existence, the temporary existence, wherever we are here, that we often take too seriously in proportion, and to realize that our significance extends beyond and above where we happen to be in this world at any point. This has a very deep lesson for us to appreciate about our existential meaning and significance.